రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 16 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 6. అథవాస్య పదాంబోజ అథవాస్య పదాంబోజ మకరందలిహాం సతాం
మకరందలీహాం
of those who lick the honey from such a lotus flower.
Satam.
Of those who are to exist eternally.
Eternally.
Kim anye. What is the use of anything else? Asat.
Illusory.
Alapai.
Topics.
Ayusha.
Of the duration of life.
Yat.
That which is.
Asatvayaha. Unnecessary waste of life. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
The devotees of the Lord are accustomed to licking up the honey available from the lotus feet of the Lord. What is the use of topics which simply waste one's valuable life? Please repeat. The devotees of the Lord
are accustomed to licking up
the honey available
from the lotus feet of the Lord.
What is the use of topic? Which simply waste one's valuable life. Purport. Lord Krishna and his devotees are both on the transcendental plane. Therefore, the topics of Lord Krishna and of his pure devotees are equally good. The battle of Kurukshetra is full of politics and diplomacy. But because the topics are related with Lord Krishna, the Bhagavad Gita is therefore adored all over the world. There is no need to eradicate politics, economics, sociology, etc., which are mundane to the mundaners. To a pure devotee who is actually related with the Lord, such mundane things are transcendental if dovetailed with the Lord or with his pure devotees. We have heard and talked about the activities of the Pandavas, and we now are dealing with the topics of Maharaj Parikshit. But because all these topics are related to the Lord Shri Krishna, they are all transcendental and pure devotees have great interest in hearing them. We have already discussed this matter in connection with the prayers of Bhishma Dev. Our duration of life is not very long. There is no certainty of when we shall be ordered to leave everything for the next stage. Thus, it is our duty to see that not a moment of our life is wasted in topics which are not related with Lord Krishna. Any topic, however pleasant, is not worth hearing if it is devoid of its relation to Krishna. The spiritual planet Goloka Vrindavan, the eternal abode of Lord Krishna, is shaped like the whole of a lotus flower. Even when the Lord descends to any one of the mundane planets, He does so by manifesting His own abode as it is. Thus, His feet remain always on the same big whole of the lotus flower. His feet are also as beautiful as the lotus flower. Therefore, it is said that Lord Krishna has lotus feet. A living being is eternal by constitution. He is, so to speak, in the whirlpool of birth and death due to his contact with material energy. Freed from such material energy, a living entity is liberated and is eligible to return home back to Godhead. Those who want to live forever without changing their material bodies should not waste valuable time with topics other than those relating to Lord Krishna and his devotees. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Athavasya Padam Bhoja Makarandaliham Satam Kim Anyer Asad Alapair Ayusho Yat Asat Vyayaha. The devotees of the Lord are accustomed to licking up the honey available from the lotus feet of the Lord. What is the use of topics which simply waste one's valuable life? So Suta Goswami, while describing Parikshit Maharaj's life, This is the beauty of Bhagavatam, you know. As the story goes on, suddenly we get some beautiful points, you know, some analogies, some nectarian short side story, you know, that, you know. And then we get these instructions. You know, it's confirmation, like everybody knows. But still, when the Acharya, like Suta Goswami, he confirms. He says that the devotees of the Lord are accustomed to licking up the honey. Makaranda. You know. Krishna's lotus feet are called Padambu. So this is one interesting thing. I heard it long back, but it just, you know, gives you the right perspective. We always say Krishna's lotus feet. Krishna's feet are like lotus, his mouth is like lotus, his eyes are like lotus, you know. And then when we describe his various ornaments that he wears, then we say, oh, Krishna is looking beautiful because of that Vaijanti Mala garland or Kaustubha Mani. But Acharyas explain that it is the other way around. All these lotus and Kaustubha Mani and everything, they cannot match Krishna. You know, no ornament can be more beautiful than Krishna. But because Krishna is wearing them, they become more beautiful, not Krishna. Krishna is the most beautiful, most handsome. So it's the other way around, you know. So same way, lotus is something somewhere like Krishna's feet. And here, Prabhupada explains that because he is keeping his feet on the lotus flower, you know, then it becomes more transcendental, more beautiful. Because he stands, you know, he just, lotus flower are always, he's holding it and it's being offered to him. So all these flowers, when we offer to Krishna, they become more beautiful. The garlands become more beautiful. So it is Krishna who is distributing this beauty His own beauty also he distributes, you know, in the way that we get pleasures. See, we serve Krishna for his pleasure, but then when he is happy, he is pleased, then you are automatically happy, you know. So yes, for that reason, you know, there's some one time there was an argument going on whether what we do is for our pleasure or for Krishna's pleasure. And somebody says, I get happiness by serving Krishna, bliss. So the question came whether you are happy, you are doing it because you become happy, or you want to. So there was, you know, there was some confusion going on, and then finally it was decided that it is Krishna. When you please Krishna, then you are, because Krishna is pleased, you automatically become. Suppose you please yourself and Krishna is not pleased. Like for instance, you know, you want to offer Krishna something which you like and Krishna doesn't like it. Of course, there is nothing like that, but still imagine just hypothetically. Then it will be a wrong situation. It will not be a very good situation that you are happy but Krishna is not happy. Like for instance, you know, Krishna loves yellow, pitambara. Pita means yellow, ambara means dress. So he wants a yellow dress, but we offer him so many other dresses, right? Sometimes we say, oh, I like pink, so I must offer Krishna pink. So one Maharaj was telling that even if in that situation, he says, whatever you offer to Krishna, you should tell Krishna that Krishna, this is yellow. And Krishna will accept. He says, because Krishna likes yellow, so you tell him, Krishna, this is yellow. Please look at it, it's yellow. I am offering it to you. And he says, Krishna will be very happy. The idea is to please him, you know. So when we please him, then because we please him and he is so merciful, then you know, he reflects, you know, like it's like a mirror. You look into the mirror and then it reflects whatever you are. So same way, our service is reflected, and because of that, because Krishna is also like a reflector, you know. So whatever we give him, he reflects. He reciprocates. And so it is so important that we should always try to please Krishna, you know. And then once we are used to that, then we don't want to please anybody else, you know. We don't want to hear any. See, this second line is the most important. What is the use of topics which simply waste one's valuable life? Srila Prabhupada, who it is said, never ever spoke anything which was not in relation to Krishna. You know, always he's speaking with relation to Krishna. Everything. He's chastising, he's loving, he's serving, he's talking, he's building temples, flying, you know, everything, giving a lecture only for Krishna's pleasure. And he used to say that if you don't do that, then it is simply waste of time. Hare Krishna Girish Prabhu. This is simply waste of time. Shramahi kevalam. It's just labor, you know, you are doing, and then just to give an example, you know, one time Prabhupada was on a walk somewhere in America, and he saw this beautiful golf course. Golf courses here are very, very beautiful and very well maintained. Ups and downs and hills and, you know, ponds and green tops and so on. So he asked the devotee, what is going on here? What are they doing? Because he saw some people holding the golf, what they call it, club. And then there is this electrical vehicle, you know, people are traveling from one hole to the other hole and so on. So Prabhupada says, what's going on? And some devotee tried to explain, Prabhupada, they are playing golf. And Prabhupada didn't know golf, you know, because he came from India. And those days it was not so much, maybe some very, very rich people may be playing it. So anyway, Prabhupada asked, and then this devotee explained that, you know, they are this, They have this white ball and there are some 18 holes in the whole ground, and these people hit the ball from one place to other place, and the idea is that the ball should be put in the hole. And Prabhupada laughed. He says, just to put one ball in the hole, they make such a huge prapancha. He called it a prapancha, you know. The vehicles and this and that and, you know, assistants. And just to put one ball in one hole with a stick. And Prabhupada immediately said, when I was young, you know, we used to have these marbles. We'll make a small hole in the back of the home. And then we'll play, you know, we'll put the marbles in that hole, you know. So they are doing the same thing, but look at the difference, you know, they are doing it so elaborately with all this. So he said, this is nothing but a waste of labor. Shramahi kevalam. Here it says, asat vyayaha. Asat means not eternal. Unnecessary waste of life. Vyayaha means to spend. Unnecessarily spend your life in something which is yes. So all this we can get by association of the devotees. All this wonderful taste of the honey, you know. You imagine when Krishna was in the Vamana body, and then Vamana asked for the three steps, and then he got that, and he started, you know, he covered the whole material world in one step. And then he grew from a small little midget boy, he started growing till he became three Vikrama, capturing all the three worlds. And then he raised his leg up, and with his toe he made a hole in the outer covering of the material world. And you know, he made a hole, and then the Karana Sagara, the causal ocean water, started flowing through that hole, washing his toe. And when he's washing his toe, the water is washing the toe, Brahma sees that, Lord Brahma, and he runs with his Kamandalu to catch that water. Because that water has become very, very pure. Not only pure, it has become transcendental. It is transcendental, washing the transcendental lotus toe. And in that water he finds, you know, in the lotus flower, there is in the center a thing called kinjala something. They call it kinjala. The orange small little stems. So he sees that also. And then he thinks that his life has become successful because he got that water. Like, you know, we have this Charanamrita. We just wash Krishna's feet and then we drink that Charanamrita. It is called Amrita because it is touched the lotus feet. So, it's very, very important that we try to hear this Krishna Katha. Like yesterday I was telling, all these sages, they were ready to sit there for 1,000 years plus, just to hear Krishna Katha. Once Krishna Katha was going on in Mayapur, near Mayapur, you know. And wherever Krishna Katha goes, I told you that also, that, you know, how all the devatas are present, they rush to hear. So this was being narrated by some very nice devotee. Exalted devotee. So Lord Shiva, he wanted to participate. And then as he was getting on to his Nandi bull, Brahmaji saw that, and Brahmaji said, the bull may be a little slow, you know, because the katha is going to start immediately within few seconds. So he just, you know, he wanted to help. And he said, so you take my Hansa, the swan. So the Hansa, Lord Shiva took the Hansa, And Hansa came with such a speed, because he didn't want to miss the katha, that he generated a lot of heat, you know, because of the traveling and the friction of the air. And it becomes so hot that it was, you know, almost like a burning. So they immediately put him in water. And that pastime is there in, when you go to Mayapur, you will see that, you know. Hansa Vahana Shiva, they call him, you know. So that the deity itself is put under water whole year, and they just bring him out one day on Shivaratri. And then, you know, you have to constantly pour water, otherwise there is a problem. So the point is that Krishna Katha, you know, point is nothing but Krishna Katha. We have to always engage. And we should consider ourselves very fortunate that we are able to do this. Okay. So, time is up. Thank you very much. If you have any question, comment, you can always write to me, as I say. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.